I grew up, my parents were big fans of like the Talking Heads and Neil Young and Isaac Hayes and pretty much everything Motown. And so I grew up with a lot of that, and I have a deep, deep love for that. The tape that I was brought a cassette tape in the hospital, and it was the White Album of the Beatles, and that was the one that really sort of shifted things. And then I think Prince is a huge influence on me. I went to hear Jewel perform right when her first record came out, and that was the moment I was sitting there and really decided, like, this is what I want to do. This isn't just something I'm passionate about, but like, this is really what I'm here for. So I guess those would be some of the bigger folks. And then as far as local folks, I was taken under the wing early on of a guy named Frank Romano, who's a fantastic guitar player, and he was playing at the time with Annie DeShant. And they had a really amazing, powerful kind of rock and roll band at the time. And so they would show me how to play and record, and they would invite me out to shows, and I'd open for them and just get to watch like a, you know, seasoned professional kind of play. And it was my first experience with local music. You know, I'd gone to tons of concerts and loved music and everything, but for some reason the idea that there was like local musicians just didn't really seem to dawn on me until I started really playing and doing a lot of open mics. And there was another a guy that ran an open mic, his name was Charlie Brown, and he, I think, opened up like 200-some venues to live music over the course of his time playing music in Ohio, and just was one of the sweetest people, and I certainly owe him a lot, because he would always go out of his way to try to make you sound as good as you could and give you advice and open any doors he could. And he loved to have people perform with him at shows and stuff, so you would really get a lot of experience and opportunity. So those were some of the early folks that really helped.